Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last month was the hottest February on record. How hot? Well, scientists are having a hard time finding the words to describe it. Jessica Blunden of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is with us from her home in Asheville, North Carolina. And Jessica, you're a climate scientist, but you also write NOAA's monthly global climate report, so you have to come up with the words. You used insane for February. Tell us why. What did you measure?
Yeah, in February, the global temperatures that we do the monthly reporting on were the highest departures from average that we've ever seen since we began record keeping back in 1880. So we're looking at 137 years of records. And it wasn't just that it was the highest on record, it was how much it was beating the margins by. Typically, when you're looking at global temperatures in the whole world, you typically break records by maybe a hundredth, a couple of hundredths of a degree. And this time, we were breaking records by more than half a degree Fahrenheit. So it was just pretty incredible. And this is coming off of a couple of months of also pretty incredible temperatures. And it was kind of like the icing on the cake. And we just had never seen anything like this before.
So hence some of the words your colleagues are using. Kim Cobb of Georgia Tech said it's like a sci-fi movie. Or like someone took a number off a graph from 2030 and pasted it here. She also used the word sobering. Another term from your group was staggering. NASA's chief climate scientist used strange. Jason Furtado at Oklahoma called it the new normal. But remind us why this is happening. Yes, we have the long-term effects, but also the short-term effects of El Niño. So global warming collides with El Niño. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robin. We've been seeing climate change, long-term climate change, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And the climate has been increasing. Actually, the temperatures have been rising at a faster rate over the last few decades than they were earlier. And so we're seeing temperature rises of a little more than, say, a tenth of a degree Fahrenheit per decade. But again, we're talking about like worldwide averages. So some areas are obviously warming faster than others. And then on top of that, on top of the climate change that we're seeing over time, we have what we refer to as natural variability. So that's just natural parts of the climate system. It's weather patterns, climate patterns that we've always had and always will have. And right now we're in the middle of what people refer to as kind of a monstrous El Nino, if you want to keep using these kind of adjectives. It's a strong El Nino. It's the strongest one we've seen in the last 20 years.
And just to remind people, while the long-term global warming is about heat-trapping gases, you know, that are keeping heat on the globe, El Nino is a weather event that releases the heat that's stored in the Pacific Ocean. So it brings that warmth in, too.
That's exactly right. So when you have an El Nino, this is an occurrence that happens in the equatorial Pacific Ocean, and heat that has been stored in the ocean from global warming, like you said, is released into the atmosphere. And so we've had a lot of heat released into the atmosphere, especially over the last few months. And it takes a while for that heat to travel around the world. But again, in February, when we looked at temperatures over land surfaces, so this is air temperatures over land, the difference from your typical February average was more than 4 degrees Fahrenheit on average for the world. And that's just astounding. Like, we've never seen departures this high before.
Or astonishing or astronomical, which are
right.
The other words that
you're all
reaching for. But look, you know that there are still global warming deniers. And when El Nino fades away, these record-smashing numbers, you know, increases in Celsius and Fahrenheit temperatures, are going to go back down. It's going to be a new baseline. So won't that only add to the thinking that, the sky is falling. It's not really falling. It was El Nino.
Yeah, well, you know, you're always going to have people that are saying this. But what we're seeing, and you can make a comparison. You can compare to the last El Nino 20 years ago. Then the temperatures were a little over 1 degree Fahrenheit above average for February back in 1998 when we had the last big El Nino. And we're 0.6 of a degree hotter than that now. So that's just, you know, comparing apples to apples. We're much warmer now than we were back in 1998. Yes, the temperature is going to drop off. People have to understand that weather doesn't go away even when climate changes. You're always going to have ups and downs in the weather, but you also are seeing this bottom line, which is, or the underlying cause, which is the global warming, which is increasing steadily over time. So if we see another El Nino, another massive El Nino in 10 or 20 years, it's probably going to be warmer than this one.
So of all the words that we've been hearing as we talk, what's the one that you would pick, Jessica Blunden, to describe what's going on with the Earth's warming?
To be perfectly honest with you, I'd pick the word scary.
I was just about to say that. That's Jessica Blunden, the climate scientist, but also report writer at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Jessica, thanks.
Thank you, Robin, so much.